From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Black smoke rose above the Sistine Chapel today, and after weeks of coverage of events from the Vatican, there's little doubt you know what that means, 115 cardinals of the Catholic Church did not agree on a new pope. The first day of their conclave was full of colorful ceremonies and rituals, and then the doors of the Sistine Chapel were closed, and the work of selecting a successor to John Paul II began. From Rome, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
People began to gather in St. Peter's Square in late afternoon. Everyone was looking up at a small pipe, a temporary chimney fixed to the roof of the Sistine Chapel. Tourists came, and priests, young people and old, foreigners and Italians.
I am from Rome. My name is Antonio Pietrini. I used to come here every pope. I remember five or six popes. All the five, I come here for say hello.
Hello to the new pope. He says he'll come back tomorrow if his wife lets him.
My name is Mary Beth Flower. I'm from Ketchum, Idaho, USA. I came over here to get some photographs, and it feels like I'm in a place where history's being made. It's very exciting.
When smoke finally rose from the chimney, it was hard to tell the color against the darkening sky. At first, it seemed white, meaning a pope had already been chosen. But there were no bells, a new practice to avoid confusion. Moments later, the smoke was clearly a billow of black. This Vatican ritual followed a day of high ceremony. A morning mass in St. Peter's Basilica, asking for unity and holy guidance for the cardinals who will elect the next pope. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger of Germany delivered the homily. He's been named in the Italian media as a strong contender to become the next pope. Drawing on St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he said the church must not be buffeted by changing fashions of beliefs over the past century.
Non dovremmo, ci dice San Paolo, non dovremmo rimanere fanciulli nella...
We should not remain infants in faith, in a state of minority. And what does it mean to be an infant in faith? St. Paul answers, it means tossed by waves and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery. This description is very relevant today.
The Mass was public, and the later procession of red-clad cardinals into the Sistine Chapel was broadcast for television. In a double line, led by a cross-bearer carrying a huge gold crucifix, they filed solemnly into the chapel, singing the Litany of the Saints. Cardinal Ratzinger led them in an oath to total and perpetual secrecy.
Nos omnes et singuli in hac electione summi pontificis versantes cardinales electores promittimus.
After each cardinal again individually pledged secrecy with one hand on the Book of Gospels, the master of ceremonies called out in Latin for everyone not involved in the election to leave.
Extra omnes.
The tall wooden chapel doors swung shut. The cardinal electors are now closed off from the outside world until they choose a new pope. Going into the conclave, some cardinals said they knew who they planned to vote for. Others said they expected the Holy Spirit to move them. Everyone is watching. Front runners have been named in the media, but no one is sure who will next lead the church. Cardinals are expected to burn ballots twice a day now, after two votes in the morning and two in the afternoon. Tomorrow, crowds will gather again on St. Peter's Square to look for a puff of smoke. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Vatican.